You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we're going to get to this story in a moment. Burn centers across the country are sounding the alarm for parents who bought a very popular sensory toy for their kids. Remember when we were young, you guys, there were those plastic shaped like a hot dog. It was plastic. It had water inside of it. And they were really slippery.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. You could like squirt it out of your fist and play hot potato with it. There's a new type of toy.
Yes.
It is a sensory toy for people who have brains like mine, that you like gadgets, you like squishing things. And the new toy sort of looks like that old school toy we used to have, only it has a very... what's the word I'm looking for?
It's a gelatin of
sorts. It's a gooey, gelatinous substance inside of it. Okay? The toys come with a warning. Do not freeze this. I don't know why you would. Do not microwave it or leave it out in the heat. Lots of toys come with warnings. This thing just needs to be recalled. And we're going to talk about it straight ahead, because if you leave it in a car,
bad things will happen.
That gooey substance explodes. Children, including one little girl in Missouri, have third degree burns, skin grafts, medically induced comas, and massive traumatic injuries because of these stupid little cubes that you're supposed to squish and squish and squish.
And if I remember correctly, those weird inverted hot dog things from back in the day, that filler was also toxic.
It just said toxic. Don't open it.
Send people to the hospital. Yeah.
Well, these, when it gets hot, they do. Update now on a story that we've been following for about 3 days. We are asking for your help identifying a crazy person who keeps stealing all of the flowers from one of our favorite antique malls. It's not the first time it's happened.
No.
In fact, they know who she is. They know what she looks like.
It's not even the second time it's happened.
Because every year, the same woman keeps coming back and stealing. This year, they had American flags in their floral display out front. You know, in the boxes that you see like at the farmers markets.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous floral displays. And we talked about it a little bit in the first hour. And I said, you know what? We got to get them on the phone. Let's go now to Jax Nilegus. You're the flower guy for our favorite Shawnee Antique Mall. And this whole thing made me so mad when I saw that she had done this again. I remember the story from last year, Jax.
Yeah, it was a real mood killer Sunday morning pulling into work and seeing how empty the front of the store looked with my coleus plants just dug out straight from the soil.
So I've seen the surveillance video. I've seen the still photos. And I want to impress upon all of our listeners, if you see these photos and you happen to know this woman, you will know who this is. You guys have extremely clear surveillance.
And I think so, because, you know, last year after this happened, we had a camera farther back in the store that didn't get too good of photos of her. But we were prepared this year. We bought that camera specifically to catch her because I figured she'd come back a third time. And, well, she did, so... But, you know, I guess it's not enough yet, but we're really trying to figure out who this is.
The third time. And it would be silly for me to ask you, Jax, why? There is literally no reason you could give me. It's just bad behavior. And would you guess, Jax, she looks about 60, 65 years old, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say about that.
I just, what is everybody who works there saying? It's crazy.
It's really the talk of our store right now. My coworkers and I, we have a joke that she has a house party around this time of the year. And that's why she's having to come take some flowers that just look really good.
Well, I'm going to urge people to go to your Facebook page, to the Dana Wright KMBZ Facebook page. Check this woman out. Please share. You did file a police report. And I know that police have bigger things to do than track down a flower thief. But this is the third time she has done it. There is something not right with this person.
Yes, I agree. Fully agree.
Have you replanted the flowers, Jax, or are they just going to be empty for a while?
You know, that's what I've been trying to decide. It's kind of too late in the year. Last year, we had some vendors donate flowers to us, and we tried to keep them going, but I think it was too hot in the year.
Yeah.
And they did not last very long. But I'm going to go up and organize them pretty soon and try to make them look as best as I can for the store.
Oh, Jax Nihilus, the flower guy for the Shawnee Antique Mall. Remind everybody where you are. You 75th and is that Neiman?
75th and Neiman, yes.
75th and Neiman. Go support the Shawnee Antique Mall. If you want to swing by and drop some flowers off, you can. And please go to our social media pages so that we can help them track down this. It's one of the craziest stories, Sam. People do dumb things in our town every single day. This might take the cake.
All he's trying to do is beautify the store, make it more welcoming.
She's a grown-ass woman. I mean, not that I would be like, it seems fine if you're in your 20s and you're going around stealing something like this.
Again, I don't think anybody in their 20s or 30s, if they're going to go criming,
60 years old,
are going to be stealing flowers. But I do love the whole house party joke. She needs to spruce up her front yard before all her friends come over.
Having people over for the 4th, got to have some flowers. Good God. Go to Trader Joe's like everybody else, weirdo.
Yeah.
Then this story from ABC 17. We have an elderly couple charged and arrested after authorities say a 73-year-old man and a 63-year-old woman went to a park in Columbia.
A park. Okay. Yeah.
Mizzou territory. Okay. And did adult things that you are not supposed to do in a park.
Cheaper than a hotel.
73-year-old R.D. Jones of Columbia is charged with first-degree sexual misconduct. Diana K. Jackson, 63, charged with first-degree sexual misconduct.
How old?
73, Dan.
All right.
He is a healthy, virile 73-year-old man.
There you go.
With a healthy, virile 63-year-old woman.
And they're getting down.
They were both held at the Boone County, Missouri jail on $5,000 bond.
Bet they weren't put in the same cell. You get that side of the building, ma'am and sir.
Listen,
you're over there.
You guys, court dates have not been scheduled, but in the probable cause statement, police describe the victim as, quote, society.
Well, there's a number of ways to celebrate Parks and Rec Month.
Yes.
Which is July.
Yes. Dispatch.
Sometimes you got to get down.
Dispatch received multiple calls about the man doing the things he was doing. Families were there, saw this occur. The act was apparently in view from the splash pad.
Oh,
at the park.
Oh, that should be a separate charge.
Someone described as an employee of a redacted employer.
Really glad I didn't just make the joke that just went
up
in my head.
To the couple. The 73-year-old man, Jones, raised his head up, looked at the employee, and then, quote, went back to what he was doing.
Oh, okay. All right.
When officers arrived, they they reported seeing him sans pants.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wait, he was sans pants?
He
Who was performing? I'm so confused.
You know what, Sam? I didn't want to read the affidavit on this.
How long did this go on?
Long enough.
They have been told. They have been told that she is now banned from all city property. She allegedly responded by saying, the hell I am. I'm going to return to Douglas Park.
I'm going to do it again.
I should mention the last three letters of Douglas Park are A-S-S.
Really?
It is Douglas Park where she has been asked to stay away.
I'm so confused.
Sam, I just report the news.
And also, people get put on a list for peeing next to a school that's closed, and these people are doing this in view of the splash pad?
In front of children.
And
Sam,
they get a $500 fine?
I'm not even going to give the phone number out because I don't want any of y'all calling on that.
Hey, when the urge calls.
That's right.
No, not in front of a splash pad in Columbia.
Do you guys want to do terrible jokes?
M-I-Z.
You guys want to do terrible jokes today?
That was a terrible joke, Sam, but yes, I will do terrible jokes.
3:45 this afternoon.
Sounds good to me.
Dan Weinbaum.
Yes, I'm in.
We'll take you at 3:45. Terrible jokes. Start sending them in about 3:30. 913-586-7798.
So real quick, because this is the bonus hour and it's important to me that we help get the word out to any parent or any kid who has gone to the store to purchase a massively popular toy that is now hospitalizing children with severe, excruciating, third-degree burns and worse.
In some cases, so bad they're in a medically induced coma.
It is awful. One of the victims is in Missouri. A 7-year-old girl, beautiful little girl, from Festus, Missouri, near St. Louis, is one of the victims, Sam. So around the world, these brightly colored squishy toys, marketed as harmless sensory gadgets, are hurting kids. They are designed to be squeezed, stretched, and smooshed. They are hugely popular. They're sensory gadgets. So like anyone with a brain like mine, we like gadgets and pulling things and pushing buttons. And remember the little fidget cubes? I loved the fidget cube.
I still have my fidget cube. They have a very durable, clear, elastic plastic lining on the outside. And they're filled typically with something fun.
Goo.
Sometimes stars in the goo. Sometimes sprinkles what's the glitter? That's
Sam,
the term.
While I'm reading this story, I want you to look up the teenager who had this thing explode in her dad's car because it was caught on surveillance tape. Behind the viral appeal of these Needo toys, N-E-E-D-O-H, doctors say a dangerous pattern is emerging, one that is sending children and teenagers to the hospital with severe burns amid blood-curdling screams of pain. It has required everything from skin grafts to medically induced comas for treatment. And all it takes for this to occur is for the toys to be frozen, heated, or microwaved. Now, we're going to come back to the microwaved. There have been teenagers as part of some viral social media thing that have tried to put this gooey thing in the microwave. Don't do that. What terrifies me is that in the case of this 7-year-old, I believe, and certainly in the teenager that we're going to hear from here in a minute, it was just in the car. It's July. Into the store with your mom or dad. This Needo squish ball is in the car. They come back to the car. All she did, the teenager, was pick up the ball when she got in the car. Unbeknownst to her, that liquid goo, when it is left in the heat, it boils. It expands and it boils, and then it explodes. And when that goo ends up on a child's skin, it is a disastrous outcome. One of them is called the Nice Cube, by the way. The Nice Cube, but they're marketed under Needo Toys. They contain a natural sugar-based filling that expands rapidly when it gets hot, increasing the internal pressure, and in some cases, it explodes. Now, the manufacturer does say there's a warning on the toy that says do not heat, freeze, or microwave. How many kids leave their toys in the car?
Oh, I mean, you take a kid to the store, they bring a couple toys with them to keep them occupied while you're driving, often encouraged by the parents, you know, so they're not just iPad kids. And what do you do when you get to the store? You leave the toy in the car. And it only takes a few minutes in 90, 100 degree weather to get that car to 140 degrees.
Burns have happened to a child's face, eyes, mouth, body. They have seen internal damage. Quoting here from Dr. Michael Cooper, director of the burn unit at Northwell's Staten Island University Hospital, children are especially vulnerable because their skin is thinner, more delicate. The heat then penetrates more deeply. Even in a split second, we are seeing significant tissue damage. And in Missouri, my God, this poor baby, 7-year-old Scarlett Selby was placed in a medically induced coma after the toy exploded and coated her in molten, sticky lava-like substance.
Yeah.
The goo clung so tightly to her skin and her clothing that her father struggled to remove it without causing further injury. Quoting here from her dad, "It all happened so quickly. I hear her scream, and it was a blood-curdling scream." She later required a skin graft after doctors treated her burns near her mouth and airway. Similar cases, they say, mirror what another physician is seeing in their own emergency department. "I have taken care of several children and teenagers who have been burned when these Needo toys explode." Now, I want to be clear. Again, there are two camps of victims in these cases.
Right.
There's the, I left this outside. I left it in a hot car.
The accident.
It explodes. Then some ding-a-ling went on social and said, hey, look what happens when you put one of these in the microwave. It explodes.
And now we have a kid with severe third-degree burns on his face.
The damage is the same.
Caleb.
The damage is the same.
Here is a bit from the young woman who just left it in the car.
God.
I just left this in the car for like 5 hours, and look, it burns. Like, I feel like it's going to pop. Look. It's the gumdrop that's like harder than the needle.
Look, wait.
Oh, my God, bro.
Why would you do that?
Look, what?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Spence says it.
Oh my gosh, she squeezed it on video and it exploded.
I don't even know that I want to hear it.
Oh.
The Post story references that. People magazines pick this up. And that's when the dad comes out and says, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
When it melds to your skin, it literally melds like hard plastic. You can't get it off.
Well, and when it's that hot and it is creating a third degree burn, it is, you're right, literally melting to your skin. When I worked at the place that sells bread and whatnot, and I had to pull 400 degree pans out of the oven, there were a number of times that I bumped into another employee and that pan fell and landed on my arm.
Yep.
But I was able to use my other hand that had a glove on to lift the pan off and, you know, stop the burning from happening. When it's molten like that and it's liquid, it's malleable, you're trying to grab it, it's like trying to pick up a melting ice cube or a wet bar of soap. It's staying on the skin. You can't get it off, and all the while you're grabbing it with your bare hand with your other hand and burning that hand.
I'm trying to figure out, 12 minutes ago, by the way, the New York Times picked up the story. 12 minutes ago.
From the text line, one issue is that a lot of them are knockoffs. They're not the real brand. It's possible that the knockoffs are made with less durable material. 0178 says the casings are not durable at all. My 3-year-old managed to tear into hers within a matter of an hour and a half.
Oh, God.
And had that gel stuff all over my car and herself. Took me an hour to clean her and the...
Yeah. One of the reasons we're bringing this up, you guys... This is how popular these toys are, and I'm out of this age of my life, thank God. According to Business Insider, the company has sold 1 year's worth of inventory in the first 9 weeks of this year.
And sensory toys are all the rage right now.
Oh, of course they are.
You remember the first time that the fidget spinner hit social media, I think they sold billions. I mean, banks were making their own fidget spinners.
Yep.
And then, of course, you had mentioned the transition into the fidget cube. Anything as we navigate this new world of hyperdopamine fixation that can kind of regulate those emotions. We used to just have the stress ball.
God.
Now we have all these other things.
Just go back to the tennis ball.
They're flying off
go
the
Go back
shelf.
To the tennis ball.
And apparently exploding. And
how about we
people.
Just go back to the tennis ball? 913-586-7798. When we get back on Dana and Parks, what rights do you have? Legally, as a grandparent, there's a case we're going to talk about out of Indiana where a grandmother there is trying to change the law to give grandparents legal visitation rights.
Mm.
This is always controversial when we talk about this, but we will. 913-586-7798. You are listening to Dana and Parks on KMBZ.
We're just 15 minutes away from terrible jokes. Start sending in your terrible but arable jokes. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798.
No, you like it too.
Yeah, by the way, if you text in about this grandmother custody topic or grandparent custody topic, we will not read your last four digits because I don't want you to get in trouble.
Yeah, because, you know, families can be complicated.
Things happen.
If there is a grandparent out there fighting for visitation rights, that means something led up to... You haven't seen your grandchild in a while.
And typically that's driven by the parents intentionally keeping that grandchild away from their parent.
Tough stuff. But I don't... what do you think about the law?
Yeah.
An Indiana grandmother is now fighting for grandparent visitation rights, trying to change Indiana law so that more grandparents legally would have visitation rights to their grandchildren. Her name is Sabrina Angrick, and she is estranged from her grown son. For years, she has been fighting to see her four grandsons, who call her Meemaw. I am missing my grandchildren, she says. It is such a huge part of my heart that is now missing. It is grandparent alienation, where we are right now, in every sense of the word, she says. I've asked to talk to them on the phone. I have asked to see them. She even filed a petition in her county court for visitation. She lost. In Indiana, grandparents only have visitation rights in very specific and limited circumstances. A divorce, a death, a child out of wedlock. A Republican by the name of Senator Brett Clark filed Senate Bill 52 this past session, which would have allowed grandparents with a history of meaningful contact to seek visitation rights. Quoting here from Clark, I'm a new grandpa myself, and I thought this was something that made sense. Clark has heard from a handful of grandparents with concerns about visitation. I was simply trying to add a fourth tier in the list to give some grandparents standing in their ability to just ask a court to take a look, he says, not to force anybody into anything. The bill failed to advance in part because of a 2000 U.S. Supreme Court decision that essentially says there needs to be a very compelling reason why parents shouldn't be able to make the decision as to whether their children see or don't see their grandparents. There's a lot of empathy for grandparents in this situation because family relationships can be very, very complicated. And they talked to a judge. He said, look, what we're looking at is what is in the best interests of the child. But legal avenues here, you guys, are limited. And we can look up Kansas and Missouri, but I think it's the exact same way. I think familially and morally and ethically and all of those things, grandparents play a huge role in a grandchild's life and should, outside of a very limited circumstance. Like, I don't know, you're on death row
for murdering people, which has happened. Is this bill looking to grant automatic visitation rights to grandparents?
It would just give them their day in court because she is estranged from her oldest son.
Of course, yeah.
Okay? We don't know her reasons. We don't know his reasons. They are estranged. So does she have the legal right to see those kids? You know, Sam, the answer is no. There's not going to be a court that compels her son, that forces him to see a grandparent. Now, when a child is in the custody of the welfare system, this says a grandparent can petition for visitation or custody. Outside of that, or the state removing a child from their parents, I don't know that we want to go down the road of forcing grandparents' rights. Let me ask you this, and not in this case, Sam. Let me just ask you this generally. What if someone who happens to be a grandparent in their 50s or 60s has addiction issues?
Very common. Addiction doesn't stop when you hit a certain age.
Nope. We talk about Bonnie Gooch, who robbed a string of banks.
What if they were
before
abusive?
Before her death, and she looked like a grandma. She was a grandma.
What if they were abusive to the parents? Maybe that's why they're estranged.
I was waiting for someone to bring that up.
I mean,
not in this case. There is nothing to suggest that's going on in this case, but you all know someone as an adult. If you have a friend or a relative that when they were children, they were abused verbally or they were abused physically. And maybe for that exact reason, we can all understand this. When you become a parent, you say, there's no way in hell you are coming anywhere near my children because of what you did to me.
Right.
You're not coming anywhere near my children.
And in many cases,
that is so valid.
Those experiences are inexcusable. A couple of thoughts from the text line. If the adult child has cut off contact with the parent and doesn't want their children to see that parent, There's probably a good reason.
Yeah.
A second texter says, no, grandparents do not get automatic rights. Go ahead and make right with your son, lady.
Yeah.
And then the other side of the coin, dear God, if I didn't get to see my grandson, I would be devastated.
I know.
Thankfully, they need all the help that they can get.
Yeah.
The way that Kansas and Missouri handle it, there are no specific laws on the books granting automatic visitation rights. However, there are laws that kind of address it. In Kansas, they need to prove, they being the grandparents, need to prove that the denial of visits to see the children are inherently harmful. Read that they're, you know, hiding some sort of abuse. We've talked about the horrifying stories regarding the way some kids have been treated in their home around the country. If they have proof of that, I think that would qualify. They can file even if the parents are married, but still must prove harm in not seeing them. In Missouri,
Harm to the child?
Harm to the child. That's correct.
Yeah.
In Missouri, it comes down to the child's best interests, which is basically what the Kansas law says in different words. Generally, the grandparents cannot file in Missouri if the parents are still married and living together. So in Missouri, it has to be single parenthood, whether that's single mother or single father. And then if there's the extenuating circumstance about the child's best interests being in question, they can file for automatic mandatory visitation rights.
I feel so bad for this grandma. Let's just say she bakes cookies and she does needlepoint and she's a birder and she is a perfectly lovely human being. That's just what I want to believe, okay? And she has not seen her four grandsons, she says, quote, for years. She has not seen them. I do not see any legal way forward where you can compel someone to allow visitation of the grandparent. Here's why. Let's say you have two loving partners in any marriage. Both of those parents have parents. So we have two sets of grandparents, okay? You are basically asking a court to step into a family dynamic that the court doesn't want to be involved in. Let's say one spouse gets along great with her mom and dad. The other spouse doesn't, was maybe in that abusive situation.
Yeah.
You have a court step in and say, we're going to force the children to be with the grand. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
I hate to switch gears, but we have a breaking news update. Our serial flower thief has been caught.
Stop it!
Just got a call.
Oh, stop it.
Just
okay,
got a call.
Wait. We will update that right when we get back because I want to know who she is.
And then we'll do terrible jokes. Start sending them in. 913-586-7798.
Oh, we might have to bump terrible joke. I want to know who she is, how old she is, what she does for a living.
No information. She was literally just arrested.
Who goes around stealing flowers?
I can tell you all the information we have right now. It's one sentence. She's been caught.
All right. Woohoo.
Terrible jokes coming up. 913-586-7798.
Okay. We got a lot going on in here. I have reached out to the city of Shawnee. We want to know who the flower thief is. Who goes around stealing someone's flowers 3 years in a row?
All we know is she's been caught, and she's not from here. That's it.
They said out of state? Wait, that could be Missouri.
It could be. Could be.
We're on it.
But now we're going to do terrible jokes.
Okay.
Our favorite segment of the week here.
You can text in your terrible jokes, terrible but arable, to 913-586-7798.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
You ever wonder why do whales swim in salt water?
No.
Yeah, pepper water makes them sneeze.
Okay. Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
What did August say when June claimed it has 31 days?
I don't know.
Don't you lie to me.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Dan.
What would bears be without bees?
What would bears be without bees? Okay.
Ears.
Hey, Dan.
That's actually pretty good.
You know, sometimes I sit down and I think of all of the people that I've lost over the years.
Yeah.
And then I remember why I'm not a tour guide anymore.
Okay.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Did you know that I just found out that my wife is a ghost?
No.
I had my suspicions when she walked through the door.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
This is terrible. Sam,
did
this
you
is...
know?
Yeah, please,
did,
lay it on
did
me.
Did you know that milk is the fastest liquid on Earth?
No.
Yeah, it's pasteurized before you even see it.
Hey, Dan, I just got this alert.
Oh, yeah?
From Facebook. Oh. It says, please do not accept friend requests from my parents. They've been hacked. Signed, Lizzie Borden.
oh my gosh,
you guys. Seriously.
Well, that just escalated quickly.
That was terrible.
Seriously. Yeah. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Did you know that the funeral for the man who invented Tupperware was delayed?
No.
Yeah, they could not find the right lid for the coffin.
All right, I'm going to try to get this one right. Hey, Dan.
Yes, Sam.
What did Della wear?
I don't know, Sam. What did Della wear?
Idaho. Alaska.
No. No. No.
Come on.
No.
We'll try that one again.
Yeah. Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
What did Della wear?
I don't know what Della wore.
Idaho. Alaska. I don't know how to do it better. I'm doing my best.
That is terrible.
Hey, Dana?
Yes, Dan.
What do you call a dog in a submarine?
What do you call a dog in a submarine?
A subwoofer.
Okay.
A sub?
Yeah, no, woofer? I got you. I got you.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam. Why do dinosaurs make terrible pets?
Because they're dead.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Do you know why it's a 5-minute walk to the bar?
No.
But a 45-minute walk back home?
I don't.
The difference is staggering.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
What's the best way to cut the ocean in two?
What is the best way to cut the ocean in two?
You use a seesaw.
No. No.
Okay, that one's bad. Hey, Dana.
No.
Yeah.
I was reading the news the other day, and man, this headline, it said a lawyer quit his law firm to become a dog breeder. I read further down, and turns out he prefers boxers over briefs.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
What do you call a knight who doesn't fight?
What is a knight who doesn't fight?
Surrender.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
How did Harry Potter get down the hill? Walking. J.K. Rowling.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
When is a door not a door?
When is a door not a door?
When it's a jar.
That's pretty good.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the man who fell into an upholstery machine?
No.
Thankfully, he's fully recovered.
Sam?
Yes?
I told you guys this, but it bears repeating. I told the nurse the other day that I was bitten by a wolf.
No.
Where? She asked. No, the regular kind. Come on, that's my favorite joke.
Hey, Dana.
What?
Yeah, did you hear that all the toilets were stolen from the police station?
Dang it, I was going to read that.
No.
Yeah, they're looking for clues because they have nothing to go on.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir.
You know my birthday a couple months ago? I got a brand new boomerang.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just cannot seem to get rid of the old one.
Womp, womp.
Sam, what do you call a pelican that doesn't fly?
I don't know.
A pelicant?
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Really?
It's bad. I'm just telling you, it's all bad. Yes.
What is a cat's favorite color? Purple.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, what's up, Dan?
Where do bad rainbows go?
I don't know.
They go to prism. It's a light sentence, but it gives them time to reflect.
Okay,
why are you reading that like a news anchor? It is a light sentence, but it will give them time to reflect.
Why shouldn't you kiss somebody on January 1st?
Why?
Because it's the first date.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Dana?
Yes.
What is orange and sounds like a parrot?
What is orange and sounds like a parrot?
A carrot.
Sam, did I tell you I always used to get small?
So bad.
I always used to get small shocks when touching metal objects, but it stopped recently. Needless to say, I'm ecstatic.
Okay. All right. Hey, Dana, where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Right where ye left him.
God. That was terrible.
That'll do it for terrible jokes today here on Dana and Parks. Get the Dana and Parks podcast, KMBZ.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure to like, subscribe, and download.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.